The gospel reading today, we hear about the 72 that our Lord sent out to all the towns and villages where he intended to go. We recall that he had given them authority over unclean spirits. And when they came back with the realization that even the demons had to be obedient to them in his name, they thought that was pretty astounding. And it is. After all, the demons by nature are way higher than what we are and way more powerful than what we are. And so to think that a human being can command a demon and the thing has to obey is pretty astounding. But there are two points that we have to recognize in this. Number one, the apostles say, in your name. They didn't have the power by themselves. This isn't something that they did. This was something given to them. And that's the second point, as our Lord made very clear. I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and all the might of the enemy. This isn't something anybody did themselves. So there's nothing there for them to brag about. They can be astounded that this is happening, but it's nothing that they've done, because it's the Lord who did it. And so we have to make sure that we've got that clear. Now, the second thing, and the reason why we need to talk about this, is that there is kind of a movement that's going on right now that is particularly dangerous. And that is lay people thinking that they have the authority to cast out demons. I'm baptized, therefore I can command demons. Yeah, there's a point of truth to that, actually. You do not have the protection that a priest has, and you're going to get beat up. Don't be stupid. Now, I know your Protestant friends are going to say, oh, fear is not of God, I'm not afraid. Stupidity's not of God either. The Lord has given authority, and it is very clear where it is given. Remember, not even a priest can do an exorcism without the explicit permission of the bishop. Now, if priests can't do an exorcism without the permission of a bishop, no one else can either, obviously. Now, we have to make some distinctions. There is a movement that's been going on for a number of years of people doing these prayers that they call unbound. That's perfectly fine for any lay person to do. It's basically simply rejecting the various sins and weaknesses and any of the openings where the demons can get in. That's perfectly fine. Number two, if a demon is harassing you, you personally, not your spouse, not your children, you can command the thing in the name of Jesus, because he's already coming after you anyway. And so you can command the thing in the name of Jesus to get out, or whatever you want to say. Send him to the foot of the cross. That's what the exorcists do. If a demon is going after someone else, then do not try to command the thing in the name of Jesus. Pray for the person. Ask our Blessed Lady, or Saint Michael, or Saint Joseph, or whomever you wish. Ask them to command it in the name of Jesus. That way, if the demon wants to poke at somebody or fight back, let him try to fight against Our Lady. That'll be pretty humorous. Get his ugly head squished. So stand behind Our Blessed Lady or Saint Michael. Don't be foolish enough to stand out there in front and start commanding these things and think that you've got some kind of power to do it. That you don't. You might be able to get away with it if you're dealing with a little demon. You're dealing with a big one, you're going to get hurt, and badly. Don't be foolish. So we need to be very clear about what this is in the first place. It's a charismatic gift that was given to the apostles. A charismatic gift, remember, is not given because of the holiness of the individual who has it. A charismatic gift is given to somebody for the sake of others. It says absolutely nothing about one's own holiness. Nothing. You can actually be in the state of mortal sin and still have a charismatic gift that's operative, because God can use that for the sake of another person. It has nothing to do with you. That's, again, the important thing to understand with the apostles and what our Lord told them. This wasn't about them. This was given to them to be able to help others. And so each one of us has various charismatic gifts. One of the problems is that people tend to brag about them as though somehow they did this themselves. Look at it from another perspective. Priesthood is a charismatic gift, as has been demonstrated rather thoroughly for anybody who's been watching for the last 25 years. It is clearly not given because somebody is holy. They're supposed to be holy, but there are lots of people who are priests that are anything but. It's given for the sake of the people. So now put it into that light. And should I be running around, for instance, saying, I can change bread and wine into Jesus. By my own power, I did this. No. I have no power by myself to change bread and wine into the Lord, any more than I have any power to forgive sin. It's the Lord who can do that. And it's the Lord working through the priest to do it. So if you have a charismatic gift, whatever it happens to be, it's the Lord working through you for the sake of somebody else, for the good of another person. It's not anything that we can brag about because it's not ours in the first place. It was given by the Lord for whatever purpose he wants to work. So that's the same thing with a priest who is able to command the demons. It's not something that because he's so holy and he's got so much power. No. It's because the Lord is the one with the power. And if he's going to work through this individual to do this, praise him. But it's not something to pat somebody on the back and say, you're so cool because you could do this. And it's even less something that we should be all standing up and saying, I can do this. That's where we get ourselves in trouble. So first of all, allow the Lord to show you what he wants from you. Don't tell him. That's one of the problems people look at with these charismatic gifts. They think it looks like a buffet line. Let me pick and choose which ones I want, and I'll tell the Lord what I want to do. I want to speak in tongues. I want to heal. I want to cast out demons. No. Let Jesus tell you what he wants. Don't tell him what you want. Because what we want is usually not the best. What we want is usually going to be self-serving. What the Lord wants is going to be the best. May not be what we want, probably won't be. But it's what's going to be the thing that will give God the greatest glory. It'll be the best for us, it'll be the best for others. So let him decide which gifts he wants to give you, because they're the perfect ones for you. And then don't overstep your boundaries with them. Don't take credit for them as though they're your own. Don't try to use them for something they're not given for. And don't assume that because you have one gift that therefore you have others. You may have two or three or four, or however many the Lord wants to give you. But let him make that clear. Don't just assume it. Don't overstep things, because the devil is just waiting for an opportunity to pounce. And if you open yourself up, he's going to take advantage of that. Don't do that. So be prudent, be reasonable, and don't command demons. It's just a really, really bad idea. So unless they're attacking you personally, do not engage in doing that. So let me repeat what I said earlier so it's very clear. Stand behind Our Lady or St. Michael or St. Joseph or whomever. Ask them. So basically it's the same prayer you're doing except you're changing the beginning slightly. Rather than saying, I command you in the name of Jesus, say, Blessed Mother, please command this demon in the name of Jesus. Ask her to do it. It's still in the name of Jesus. She doesn't have the power by herself to do it. It's through Him. But the demons have no power over her. And so if you're standing behind her, you're protected. You've got nothing to worry about. You step out from behind her, you're going to get smacked. So again, don't be stupid. Be prudent, be reasonable. Look at what God has given you, cooperate with God, and give Him the glory. It's not about us, it's about Him. And the charismatic gifts, again, are not about us. They're about others. So it's the charity, it's the love of God, the love of neighbor. We can use these gifts to help others. That's the purpose of it. And yes, they will help you to grow in holiness if you cooperate properly. But remember, it's not about your holiness. So people get caught in that. They see somebody like the late Father Diorio, who had a gift of healing, for instance. And people somehow thought that he had this by himself and he was something phenomenal. It's like, cool guy, but the gift was from God. It's not him. And so it is with any charismatic gift. It's not about us. So don't try and take the credit for it. Don't try and use it for personal gain. Use it for the glory of God and the good of souls.